My great-grandfather was Robert Hitchens. He was one of 10 children. He left New Lynn in about 1901 and went into the Royal Naval Reserves to start with. So that's where he did his training to become a quartermaster. He was very, very keen to get onto the Titanic. On the Saturday of the 6th of April, Robert Hitchens went down to the offices to sign on. And I've seen the list and his signature is on it. He was actually the second crewman to sign on to Titanic after the officers. So he signed on as a quartermaster on the 6th of April, and his family were very, very proud that he was given the chance to be one of six quartermasters for this fantastic luxury liner.
And a quartermaster's duties included steering, didn't it?
Their main responsibility is helmsman, of which, of course, is a very, very important responsibility. But they also checked the course boards, all the different air and water temperatures. They took messages for the officers. They were in the wheelhouse.
So off Titanic sails, quartermaster Robert Hitchens plays now a vital role on the night she's sailing towards the iceberg.
Robert went on duty at 8 o'clock on the April the 14th, 8 o'clock in the evening. His mate was there, Alfred Oliver, because there were always two quartermasters on duty at the same time. So Robert Hitchens' duty was going to be from 8 till 12 o'clock. So at 10 o'clock, Alfred Oliver would go off to swap places. And at this point, Robert took the wheel of Titanic. And he would have been given the course readings and how fast the boat was, the ship was sailing at that time, and that it would have been going at about 22 knots, so almost at full speed. And he described during the inquiry that everything was going along very well. Now, Robert, he describes, might as well have been packed in ice because he was in a wheelhouse with just small lights and all the blinds down, so he couldn't see anything, but he could hear. There were three loud gongs from the crow's nest when the final iceberg was seen. Ice dead ahead. The phone had rung, Officer Moody had picked it up and said, "What do you see?" And it was ice. And then there was a loud shout, a loud Scottish shout from the bridge, where First Officer Murdoch shouted, "Ice